Today, the Forest Service did away with the Clinton administration policy that banned road building in almost 60 million acres of national forest lands. At the same time, the agency adopted a new policy that will give governors a say in whether national forests remain wild. NPR's environment reporter, Elizabeth Shogren, joins us to talk about the new policy. And Elizabeth, this whole idea of preserving roadless areas began with the Clinton administration. Why did they want a nationwide rule to keep roads out of these areas?
At the time, they saw development sweeping the nation, and they were concerned that there wouldn't be any place left wild or not enough places left wild. So they found these spots in national forests, and it was, in fact, a third of the national forests, or 2% of all the land nationwide, and they said there won't be any more roads built on them. So then when you have these places that you can't build roads in, if you can't build roads, it's really hard to drill for oil or log trees or do a lot of other things on this land. And the Clinton administration thought that we needed some places where for habitat for wild animals and also as a refuge for people.
So there's more to today's action than simply undoing the work of the Clinton administration. How does the new policy work?
Well, they replace it with another policy that gives governors a chance to petition the federal government for what lands they want to see roads in and what lands they don't want to see roads in. So it shifts some leeway back to the governors. And then if the governors don't want to weigh in, then the Forest Service will just decide what will happen with these lands.
Well, does it mean that logging or mining could then be allowed in all of these areas in the future?
Well, it's really not clear. Clearly, the blanket ban on road building is gone. But Mark Rae, who's the Bush administration official who has control over the Forest Service, said that he thinks that most of these areas will remain without roads. However, that's no guarantee. And truly, we're going back to the drawing board here. All different interests will be able to weigh in and say what should happen to these lands.
What's actually happened since President Bush took office? Has there been any road building or logging in the 50 million acres that were covered by the Clinton administration roadless policy?
Well, in fact, there has been in the Tongass National Forest in Alaska, there's been some road building and some logging, but there hasn't been much. There are proposals for more road building and logging, however, that could go ahead now that this new rule has come into play.
Obviously, environmental groups must be against this new policy.
Yes, they say that this new policy risks starting a lot more logging and oil drilling and mining and all the things that they don't want to see happening in these national forests.
On the other hand, the people who would do the mining and the logging, I assume, are pleased with this.
Yes, in fact, they're not the only ones. Some of the governors are very happy about this and some local communities because they think it's very important for them to be able to get access to their national forests, and they weren't too happy about all of these areas being left off bounds.
The Clinton-era policy was struck down by a federal district court in Wyoming. Will the Bush plan now face a similar challenge in court?
Yes, in fact, environmental groups I talked to today said they already have plans to take the Bush administration to court over this.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
NPR environment reporter Elizabeth Shogren.